For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Capital Area District Library branch in downtown Lansing reopens on Monday after a major renovation. The $670,000 project has been completed on time and on budget. I had a look around with head librarian Kathy Johnson.
When you first come in the door, this beautiful terrazzo that we had that hadn't been polished in many, many years has been polished up the wazoo, and it is so shiny and beautiful, and I think people will notice that right away. But also in the lobby, we now have our self-serve holds that are closer to the doors and our self-serve checkout station. So we know there are a lot of people who run in on their lunch hours and their breaks, and they just want to grab their holds and get out before they get a fine on their meter, so that'll be more convenient for people. But also on the first floor, we now have one desk, which is a combination of circulation staff, librarians, and library assistants. So we used to have three public service desks, but we now have one on this floor and one on the other floor with staff that can do anything, you know, for them.
Is there more we should see here on the first floor?
Yes, there certainly is. Let me take you over to the fiction section. It also has teens, but one of the things that we changed was this. It now has new nonfiction, new fiction, and the new Blu-rays and DVDs. Before, we just had the new fiction down here, and people had to go upstairs to see the new nonfiction, and we just wanted all the new stuff easy and accessible for a quick browsing for the public.
I must say, it seems more wide open to me.
Well, the other huge change is right in the front here, we took out a floor-to-ceiling glass wall. So it is way more open. You can see what's in here. We have brand new, bold signage. So I think people looking in can see the signage. They can see the staff more readily. I think it'll be easier for people to find things. And it'll be easier for us to see the patrons on the floor who might be struggling to find things so that we can go to them and get them the help that they need.
In making it more open like this, have you had to reduce the book capacity here at the first floor?
Not on the first floor. We mostly rearranged a lot of the shelving, but we moved the DVDs up to the second floor so we could increase the shelving for fiction. Our fiction collection is very popular, and it was getting squeezed, and we wanted to make more space for the popular fiction. So we moved that DVD collection to the second floor, and so we have made more space for the fiction, and then made this additional room for the new nonfiction to be down here also.
All right, let's pop up to the second floor.
Okay.
Describe what's new here on the second floor.
Well, we have lots and lots of new comfortable furniture and our old wonderful library tables that are original to the building have been refinished. They're absolutely gorgeous, and now they have been wired and electrified so our patrons can don't have to string their little cords across from our wall outlets anymore. They can actually plug into the furniture, and I think that'll be a super popular feature, you know, with our public. And the other wonderful feature for this floor is we have new handicapped accessible restrooms on this floor. They've been expanded. There's just everything in them is new, bright, shiny, beautiful, clean, and smells wonderful.
Kathy Johnson is head librarian at the downtown Lansing branch of the Capital Area District Library after a renovation project reopening on Monday. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you, Scott, for coming. I'm excited to share all this information with your listeners.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.